Great. So thanks, everyone. So welcome to our talk, Can't Fork a Semiconductor? Hold my beer. We didn't bring beer because we drank it. We're really sorry. It's kind of what we do at Open Hardware. But just for some introductions, I'm Charlie Mann. So I lead communications and dissemination for the European Tristan Project, which is all about getting RISC-V out of the lab and into industry. And I also get to lead technical content at the Open Hardware Foundation.
Yeah. So yes, my name is Cairo Kaplan. I am a verification engineer at the Open Hardware Foundation, and also work on managing European projects under the Open Hardware Foundation framework.
Thank you. And just a quick overview of what we'll take you through today on today's testing menu. Why we need a revolution in European silicon. Which we really do. The master recipe, a little bit about our Tristan project, and also about the unified RISC-V IP access platform, which will henceforth be referred to as the UAP, because it's a mouthful, and a little bit about how we built it, what it's for, the quality control that's behind it, and also the tasting room. So you get to see a couple of the cool RISC-V projects that have already been donated. Just a few disclaimers. Everything we're going to show you is licensed under the open source Eclipse license. It is a work in progress, so please don't expect this to be perfect, but we hope by the end you'll be interested enough that you'd also like to contribute and maybe donate some of the RISC-V IP you're working on. And a lot of what we are doing this for is supporting European technical sovereignty. Underneath the CHIPS Act. You've probably heard so much about